Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is something that I've had our facilities working on and looking to move forward in a design build project. But one of the things that I felt was lacking on Pensacola Beach was the ability for a beach facility for changing rooms.
Interesting. This was Commissioner Robert Bender talking about the project that he's got in mind at the TDC. I told you I picked up another meeting this week. But it was a really interesting meeting. There's all kinds of stuff in that meeting. And what he wants to do is basically right next to the bathrooms on Pensacola Beach, he wants to build, like on the, you know where the sand volleyball lot is? Like right. On the other side of the building from there. So nestled into the northwest corner behind the public safety building and west of the current showers and bathrooms, what he wants to do is build a changing room.
Oftentimes the bathrooms under the public safety building, they get wet, hot, damp, muggy, but they're also bathrooms that people go in to try to change. And so to have a separate building immediately in front of the bathrooms, adjacent to the showers that are currently there, so someone could shower off, walk up the ramps to the women's or the men's side, and change.
Yeah, and also a place for families, because a lot of times, you know, especially if it's a single parent struggling with a bunch of kids, or even two parents struggling with a bunch of kids, you know, you want more than just a single stall, basically.
There would also be family changing rooms on each side, so that if a mom has, you know, two or three kids, they could all go in there, or the dad has the kids, we could do that.
Yeah, and so look, there's already budgeted money for the Board of County Commissioners project. So the TDC, if you're not familiar with them, are what they do, in part what they do, is make recommendations about how to spend the bed tax money. And they have already approved, apparently, $750,000 for the Board of County Commissioners to spend on their projects. So they don't really have to come back and ask for permission, or they don't have to find the money. He's just saying, hey, this is the project we have in mind, and he's saying, can we spend it this way? You know, and how much is it going to cost? Well, don't know, but kind of up to about that amount. And Mary Hoxing, who sits on the board, she actually happens to be my boss, and she asks a good question.
What's the timetable for this?
We have to go ahead and send it out, having the design build. That would save some of our time in procurement, and we look to have a purchase order and everything done by the end of the fiscal year to allocate that the funding that was done this year by the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah, good question. So they're looking to get, you know, kind of design in a bid out, and then from then it's probably going to be a year and a half out is typically how. But although maybe it wouldn't be that much, I don't know. $750,000. It seems like you could build quite a bit for that. You could almost have like an Airbnb changing rooms. But anyway, so this, I like this project. It's kind of cool, right?
I would say we're also planning ahead if we ever need to do it for bathrooms, that we'll have we're looking into that to make sure that we don't pigeonhole ourselves if we ever wanted to expand this in the future with bathrooms. But we are looking at it just being a changing room facilities right now.
Did you get a number?
I did not hear a number.
No, sir.
I understand we budgeted $750,000 in BOCC projects. And he intends to use it all. That's what it sounds like.
So it's going to be $750.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
The price expands to fill the amount of money available. I mean, it's not really fair, but you know that sometimes is true.
Yeah, Robert, I know we had that discussion and we have a placeholder, but you know, there's quite a few restrooms that need attention in Perdido Key as well. So you know, this might change when we have our meeting. I mean, or there might be other things added since we're going to start building stuff in nature centers, and we're going to more clearly define those. So just so you know.
Yeah, the nature center concept is dead. That came later on in the meeting. That's Commissioner Bergosh, who recently, of course, redistricted Perdido Key into his district, and he's now he's been talking a lot about beach access over there. In fact, he's making, we'll talk about this 6:35, but he's really made a big point about, and almost started a little mini war with Visit Pensacola over the demand for more funding, more autonomy for Perdido Key. Every time something comes up for Pensacola Beach, he's now kind of like how Lumen always brings up, you know, his district. Well, what about Brownsville? What about Warrington? You know, what about my areas? And now Commissioner Bergosh is like, well, what about Perdido Key? You know, we'd like to have bathrooms out on Perdido Key too. And so David Baer asks, I think, the right question. He's the chair of the committee.
Will we be able to replicate this and put it at Beach Access Number 4 in Perdido?
Good question.
I think that'd be great. I mean, again, and if it's designed to where it could be converted into bathrooms, then maybe you could do that as well and add bathrooms.
Yeah, and look, if we're going to have beach access in a place, the ideal beach access is going to have some kind of public amenity, parking, you know, changing rooms, showers, all like just that's as a family, those were always decisions about we made about where we were going to go. Right. So that makes perfect sense. It's just always a matter of how much money do you have. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. So cool idea. I like it. I'm glad to see the TDC. They voted unanimous to support it, which is not a surprise. Coming up in just a minute, we'll have the Transgressors Memorial Service. John Pickens is sitting in for Candy this morning with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. Taking a look at I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. No accidents to let you know about. Seeing a little bit of delay on Highway 90, but other than that, the roads are looking good. That's a look at your traffic on the Fives.
You know, hey, if you have a project you got to work on, a home repair improvement project, or even you build things for a living, I don't care where you are on that spectrum, Pensacola Hardware can help. They can give you advice. They can find the product. They can tell you the code to install it. They probably know the inspector, so they can probably, you know, coach you even on installing it so that you make sure to pass inspection if you're a builder. Or if you just don't know how to fix the thing you're trying to fix, they know that too, all the way across the spectrum. For more, I mean, think about this, since 1851, right? So that's what, 172 years? Older than Levi's, like before the Civil War, like the oldest company in the entire state of Florida. They have been helping people just like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Class X hits the stage. Never be not alone. She cried, They're bringing the classic rock hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as music from today. It's Bands on the Beach with Class X this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Richard Dawkins, noted atheist and evolutionary biologist, for his bigoted, transphobic, hate-enabling comments on a recent podcast. And I have to warn you, this is very, very upsetting stuff. Prepare yourselves.
Sex really is binary, no question about it. You're either male or female, and it's absolutely clear. You can do it on gamete size, you can do it on chromosomes. To me, as a biologist, distinctly weird. People can simply declare, I am a woman, though I have a penis.
I am so sorry that you had to hear that. But in order to expel someone from the congregation of the people of the Holy Acronym String, we must bravely face the misconduct in its form. Now, I know most of you are willing to be charitable and imagine that he perhaps misspoke. I assure you, he did not, as evidenced by the similar comments of his co-host, Helen Joyce. And again, I warn you, this is painful to hear.
What we were talking about here was an intensely linguistic movement. Like, there isn't a sense in which a man can become a woman, except linguistically. Like, yes, okay, he can have operations. Most trans people don't have any operations, don't take any medicine. But that doesn't change your sex.
I'm so sorry. Is everyone feeling well enough to continue? Okay, good. You see, the pattern here is clear. Despite purporting to be lovers of truth, these two are clearly denying the conclusions of modern science that sex is entirely malleable and that gender is in the mind of the genital holder. We say sex assigned at birth precisely because our rainbow-infused science with extra tolerance glitter decrees that a person's sex cannot be known until they tell you what it is in the third grade or later. The body, the genes, and the reproductive capabilities are not relevant to sex or gender. What a person says is the only thing that matters. And as if she's making some bold observation, of course our movement is intensely linguistic. Language is the structure of beliefs, which are the basis of society. And creating a more just and inclusive world starts with a commitment to change the language of oppression into the affirmation of personal preference. Duh. We aren't tethered to some static notion of reality. We daily transcend and reshape reality into the stuff of unicorn farts and kaleidoscope whimsy we want it to be. And so we shall continue to do. Richard Dawkins, be gone. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Love for the Father.
Second, wife beaters. Or at least the practice of calling t-shirts of a certain style wife beaters. A class and cruel term used for years to impose a classist and sarcastic contempt upon the economically marginalized people who are plagued by addictions to alcohol, tobacco, Jerry Springer, single wide living, impulse control deficiency syndrome, and violent relational tendencies. Yes, the layers of oppression structured into this single disgusting name for a man's tank top style t-shirt should horrify us all. And as noted TikToker Jace Martinez says, the only people who don't immediately grasp the badness of this term are themselves the worst people.
I go to their profile and they're always like, every box is checked. It's just the worst people imaginable. Like, I don't like throwing around like incel and, you know, stuff like that, but like, it's kind of hard not to have that come into your mind.
So aside from avoiding desensitizing us to the reality of domestic violence, triggering its victims, and slandering advocates of shoulder liberation everywhere, this is just an obvious one.
I can't. But if you cannot understand why people don't want to casually throw around the term wife beater, I can't help you, dude. I just can't help you.
Indeed, dude. So we all agree this is a very bad term, but naturally ask, well, okay, what's the better replacement? Ned Flanders once called his tank top a wife blesser. St. Jonathan Van Ness of Queer Eye called it a wife lover. We tried our own hand at it and had mixed results. The wife respecter, the woman consent getter, the sleeveless feminist, and the emasculator. But in the end, we see that the Apostles of Wisdom, at no less an authority than GQ Magazine, in consort with the prophets of TikTok, have actually solved the language question for us.
Yeah, if calling a white pleaser means I won't get the Andrew Tate fans, bummer.
That's right, the wife pleaser is so much more wholesome a word replacement. So be ashamed no more, light up your Winstons, drink your Miller High Life, enjoy your bright green artificial turf doormat, and proudly display your armpit hair while sporting your fifth wave feminist certified wife pleaser at the Gas and Sip this weekend. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to take a moment to praise the brave decision of Let's Make a Deal host and Whose Line Is It Anyway superstar Wayne Brady to publicly declare himself a pansexual. It's not often we get to talk about such important news and really celebrate a celebrity like this, but extra kudos to Wayne Brady for his Instagram post saying, quote, "In doing my work, I've come to see a few truths, one of them being that I want to be free to love whomever I want. This truth makes me pan and part of the LGBTQ+ family," end quote. Yes, we see you, Wayne, and we honor your decision to seek sexual gratification from anything that walks on two legs. As you rightly ask, why should there be any limits at all? Love everyone and let everyone love you repeatedly and without palimony. But this does raise a serious question about our beloved holy acronym string. You see, I've been nurturing a growing concern that we might be undermining our own movement by including bisexual as the B in LGBTQ+ nomenclature. Now, before you gasp, hear me out. I fear we may be unintentionally marginalizing all the other sexualities out there through the implication that there are only two sexes and therefore only two types of sexual attraction, hence the bi in bisexual. Of course, we know there are at least 378 documented sexualities as of this morning, and therefore a continued use of the B in our holy acronym string is regressive, judgmental, and frankly unscientific. So here's my humble proposal for the High Committee on Acronym Inclusion and Modernization to consider. Let us replace the B with a P, which can simultaneously stand for both polysexual and pansexual, and show that we're not too proud to revise even our own key identifications. Therefore, up with Wayne Brady, up with sex between everyone who consents to it, no more B for bigoted, and let us rejoice in being allies of LGBTQ+ people everywhere. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before we dismiss, a few announcements. Please keep Shimon and Clyde Pennyweather in your mantras after the terrifying ordeal they suffered this week when they realized that they had accidentally purchased strawberries from a farm that is next to another farm that still uses a diesel tractor and does not individually name their chickens. I know! Imagine if it were you. And look, we know Clyde and Shimon had all the best intentions and did their very best to be sure they were living virtuously, but somehow this slipped through the filters. What is this world coming to when you can't even do your basic due diligence on food purity? So obviously the guilt has been crippling, but ignorance of the violation is not an excuse. And if the Fellowship Restoration Committee approves their application to rejoin our congregation, we expect them back with us by November.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal. And go forth and transgress no more.
6:28 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John's got traffic for you.
Yeah. Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years of business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for all your commercial premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about. Everything is flowing smoothly right now. I-10, I-110. Highway 90, all flowing smooth. That's a look at your traffic on the phone.
Thanks, John. David Wade's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hold on one second here. Why do I feel like I could have a closet full of wife pleasers but still end up sleeping in the doghouse? I'm just saying. All right, the U.S. has struck a deal with Iran to release five Americans imprisoned in the country. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken thankful the wheels are in motion for those Americans to come home.
My belief is that this is the beginning of the end of their nightmare and the nightmare that their families have experienced.
The American detainees will be allowed to leave Iran eventually in exchange for several jailed Iranians and access to $6 billion in Iranian money that's been blocked under U.S. sanctions. And the Supreme Court blocking the Purdue Drug Company from moving forward with a $6 billion bankruptcy deal. decision yesterday comes after the Biden administration raised objections about the settlement, which would have shielded the Sackler family from future lawsuits related to the opioid crisis.
Thanks so much, David. By the way, I remind you that I only make transgressors about real stories. And although the B for P1 hasn't happened yet.
Right.
I anticipate it.
Might as well add it. It
wouldn't be surprising to me. Hey, if you are 64 turning 65, Ricky Stewart, I want you to give her a call because you're going to change over onto Medicare, and that can seem a little bit like, what does this mean? Well, she's got the answer. She can explain supplements. She can explain Advantage. She can explain all about prescription drugs and if Medicaid applies to you because she can handle all of that. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice of it that she does. And she's just, I've known her as long as I've lived her. She's super sweet and she's super helpful. This is like her jam. She understands this stuff and she can explain it to you. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up. Talking coming up about the kind of the little bit of a mini war going on between Jeff Burgosh and Visit Pensacola. That comes up next after Fox and David with local news.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The Hawaiian town of Lahaina is gone, says the mayor. How many houses? We don't know, he says, but 55 people are known dead on Maui after the firestorm whipped by offshore Hurricane Dora. About 1,000 people unaccounted for, given that cell phones and power are down. Fox's William LaJeunesse on Maui.
The speed of this fire was so great, people couldn't get out in time, and they couldn't even see the flames. The smoke was so thick. Traffic was backed up. People literally died in their cars.
Today's about finding family and friends, beloved pets, finding shelter and getting in resources from off the island. President Biden pledging full federal support. Donald Trump's lawyers face off with the Justice Department over what he can say about his election interference trial in public. DOJ trying to tie him up during the Iowa caucuses, proposing a January trial of 4 to 6 weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's News Radio 92.3 84. Partly cloudy right now in Pensacola, and a Pensacola man now arrested in connection to a fentanyl intoxication death that happened earlier this year. PPD says 38-year-old Quante Sanders now faces multiple charges, including homicide and trafficking in both fentanyl and meth.
Not only is it highly illegal, but it could result in the death of someone that you sold narcotics to, which means you will turn around and get arrested for homicide, and that's exactly what happened in this case.
Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood, he says the homicide charge comes whether it was intentional or not. And during the investigation, Sanders allegedly sold fentanyl, meth, and mushrooms to undercover law enforcement agents in PPD's vice and narcotics units. He was arrested again Wednesday by PPD on the homicide charge. Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis hinted he might be willing to use drone strikes against Mexican drug cartels. This came during a campaign stop in Iowa yesterday. DeSantis said if he were president, he would use whatever force was needed to take down the Mexican cartels with or without help from the Mexican government. DeSantis made that comment when he was asked if drone strikes on Mexican soil would be on the table. He said that the cartels are like a foreign terrorist organization. Santa Rosa County leaders now moving forward with a revamped process in determining how to award construction bids. This comes after the heated debate recently when the board voted to award a contract to Caldwell Associates for the design and construction of a new consolidated 911 dispatch center. That, in spite of the fact that a Tallahassee-based firm actually scored higher on their rankings.
While I don't believe anything was illegal or unlawful, but what happened on July 27th was unethical and dishonest and a betrayal to a company who won the bid on July 13th.
And despite Commissioner James Calkins' opposition last month, ultimately he was the one that motioned to move forward with the procedural change. Now, once bids are solicited, county staff will review the bids. They'll submit their recommendations to the commissioners for discussion and voting. Confident Care, opening a new center that's dedicated to supporting kids that are going through grief. It'll be called Nani's Place. Nani, a variant of the Italian word for grandmother. The hope is that it will be a place for care, encouragement, and love. It'll be for kids 5 through 18.
The different component is that we are clinically developed, clinically led, and clinically delivered on site.
And that is Aaron West from Confident Care. He tells Channel 3 that the programs available will include counseling, one-on-one counseling, group therapy, therapy studios, and also Camp Connect. It's going to be located over on North Palafox. And for more information, you can check out their website, confidentcare.org. Santa Rosa County says that new traffic light on Wallace Lake Road and Chemukla Highway is going to be delayed for a few days due to utility issues. And that might mean a little bit of delays there for arrival and dismissal at the new Wallace Lake K through 8 school. And so for the next few days until they're able to get that light installed, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies will be out there directing traffic. And on that happy note, let's get a look at our traffic with John Pickens.
Hey, what's up? It's a look at your traffic on the fives. Not seeing any accidents on the big board right now. I-10, I-110, even 98 flowing smoothly this morning. Highway 90, you're good to go. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. And now 6:35, let's get a check on our Channel 3 weather forecast.
A very hot and humid day today. Another heat advisory in effect starting at 11 a.m. lasting until 7 p.m. Temperatures topping out near 97 degrees, feeling more like 100 to 115. 30% chance of rain today. Rain chance increasing as we go into Saturday to 40%. High on Saturday near 99 degrees. Another heat advisory likely with temperatures Saturday night staying in the 80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And looks like a lot more of the same today. Right now it's 83 degrees in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 84 in Milton, and our heat index already topping those triple-digit numbers this morning. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon is getting rid of dozens of its in-house brands as part of a significant reduction of its private label operation as it works to fend off antitrust scrutiny and boost profit. The Wall Street Journal says the company in the past year has decided to eliminate 27 of its 30 clothing brands, such as Lark & Row, Daily Ritual, and Good Threads. Amazon's also dropping private label furniture brands, phasing out Rivet and Stone and Beam. Analysts say meeting lithium demand to reach government decarbonization pledges and electric vehicle targets will be almost impossible at current rates of investment. A new analysis finds that the global lithium industry can currently produce 915,000 tons of lithium carbonate equivalent per year, which is a key component in EV batteries and is a vital commodity in reaching zero net goals, but expected to meet demand. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Perdido Key has not received the attention it deserves in terms of marketing, and that the efforts of Visit Pensacola has often led towards Pensacola Beach for various services. So they're basically sending people to Pensacola Beach. And that's fine. We have nothing against Pensacola Beach, but I am in the business of business, and I would like for our businesses, for our visitors to stay there and go to our restaurants and go to our events and go to Floribama, all those things that we have in Perdido Key. It's unfortunate that the marketing efforts by Visit Pensacola have not been satisfactory and that Perdido Key is not receiving the attention it deserves. We know effective marketing is crucial for attracting visitors, boosting tourism, and it seems that there's room for improvement in this area.
So this is Tammy Thoreau, I think was her name, with the Perdido Key Chamber, talking at the, again, meeting that I have now apparently added to my list of all the meetings I have to watch, TDC meeting, the Tourism Development Commission or Committee, I forget which it is, but where they handle all of the questions about tourism spending, bed tax, and, you know, strategizing, and kind of that's the Escambia County arm that sort of interacts with, oversees, deals with Visit Pensacola, because they fund them. Anyway, Board of County Commissioners funds them. And this is the complaint that had been started by Jeff Bergosh recently at county commission meetings, where he's like, well, what about Perdido? What about Perdido? What about Perdido? And it's like every time somebody brings some up about Pensacola Beach, well, what about Perdido? You know, which on the one hand seems sort of shameless electioneering for next year's election. And on the other hand is exactly what somebody who represents that district kind of should be doing in a way. So, you know, I see it both ways. But she's basically raising this concern that, you know, Perdido Key doesn't get enough attention from Visit, that Visit is very downtown Pensacola and particularly Pensacola Beach centric.
Perdido Key Chamber does not have a problem with Visit Pensacola brand, but it does have a problem with the lack of Perdido Key representation in the marketing and promotion to visitors. This has been demonstrated by so many things. I'll give you a couple. There's just three uniquely Perdido Key Instagram posts in the past year on the Visit Pensacola Instagram channel.
Ouch. Now, look, full disclosure, I mean, we work very closely with Visit. I mean, I think Brent's like either the president of the board or on the board. You know, our bosses are very closely. I have great friends on Visit. So I think it's kind of weird that Jeff is involved in this kind of little odd war with Visit right now for, I think, his sort of political scoring points in Perdido. But okay, here's what he had to say.
I think there's a way to deal with the issues at Perdido Key and give them some autonomy. And I'm not trying to take anyone's advertising revenue away or knock over anyone's rice bowl, but they are a different community.
Rice bowl.
25 miles away from Pensacola Beach. And, you know, this is a discussion that I'm going to have with my counterparts as well. You know, it doesn't have to be drastic, but when I have a very productive meeting, I thought it was productive, and then I don't get a call back. And then I get a call back and it says, well, we're not going to do anything. We'll try and do better.
A meeting that he had with Visit where he thought they made progress and then no changes are coming. And again, the complaints he's leveling.
100 social media posts. Pensacola Beach, downtown. Pensacola Beach, downtown. Again, nothing against Pensacola Beach. I love it. I have a condo there. I love it. But I represent Perdido Key. It's in my district. Not one hashtag out of 100. You go to the Visit Pensacola page, page after page of beach items, page after page. You have to go through 8 pages, 12 entries per page before you find one Perdido Key. So they feel like they're not getting their share. They feel like they've been overlooked.
And, of course, you know, 20% of the money comes from them.
But the folks in Perdido kick out about 20% of all the TDT. Now, Pensacola Beach is the juggernaut, 46%. But Perdido Key puts out 20%, more than second most in the county. They deserve a little better. They deserve better. And that's what I'm going to work
towards. And that's what we're gonna work towards. And then he kind of finishes. And there was a bunch of people from Perdido who had come to complain at the meeting.
I'm not here to destroy anyone's business. There's plenty of money. Remember, I'm the guy who got the 5th cent, right? And that was one free year of $2.75 million for extra advertising. I'm not afraid to go for more. But Perdido Key needs its share. And it needs to have some autonomy. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner. Please, let's please hold your applause and boos till the end of the meeting, please.
Wait a minute. Did someone boo me?
Yeah. That was me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was applause and booing as well. There were both. I have a lot of thoughts about this, and David Baer had some really good comments about this as well. We'll get to that in a second. You always give the, in debate we used to call it, give the affirmatives their chance to present the case, and then you respond, right? John Pickens sitting in this morning for Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. This report is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Look sharp, shop smart, visit America's Best for a comprehensive eye exam, plus 2 pairs of glasses starting at just $79.95. Book an exam at americasbest.com. That's americasbest.com. No accidents to let you know about here on the big board. Seeing no major slowdowns. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, even 98 are all minding their manners this morning. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you need to get any kind of air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing work done, Pete and Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, they'll take care of you. 100% satisfaction guarantee, professional work, and good prices. Right now, they have a back-to-school special. If you did an HVAC system, a water heater, electrical panels, and generators, typically you would pay an $89 service fee to have that work done. Right now, that's waived. And there's a 5% discount on the overall price. So no service fee and a 5% discount. Emax Auto Booster, get 40% more water, hot water from your existing electric tank. Right now, you get 50% off an Emax Auto Booster with any installation of any 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater. Free inspection and clean it out with the sewer repiping. Buy one, get one toilet rebuilds, 15% off the maintenance there. And sign up for a Pete and Smart Care membership maintenance plan. Routine maintenance for just $35 a month and enjoy priority scheduling over non-members. 15% discount on repairs or upgrades and a 5% discount on major replacements. And you get the after-hours emergency service fees are waived. That's all Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. So back to this conversation about where the money should go. Somebody texted me in at 437-1620. I kind of thought, Perdido Key, this is the text. I kind of thought Perdido Key residents liked it sleepy and quiet and didn't necessarily want all the tourists to be driven over there. Fair. I think that's true. The business owners, however, they would like more business, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag there. This was my favorite part of the meeting, okay? Mitesh Patel sits on the board. He's a hotel owner. He'll kind of explain. But he owns hotels on the mainland, and here's what he had to say.
I understand Perdido doesn't get maybe some hashtags or Instagram posts or... But you know what? I got hotels on Highway 29, and I got hotels on Pine Forest Road, and I have a hotel near the Navy base on Warrington, and you'll never see a hashtag for Highway 29 that's positive. So
please hold your applause.
Yeah, we need to do more to promote tourism on Highway 29.
It's easy to say, hey, I want X amount of money, because if that's the case, then I would say, hey, I'm on Highway 29, I'm in North Pensacola. We need our own chamber, and we need tons of money. I need $10-15 million for people to know where Highway 29's at and where Pine Forest Road's at. So I just think we have to do what makes sense, and we have to try to fix what's broke, not reinvent the wheel.
And so there's a philosophical difference here. The philosophy of the Destination Marketing Organization and Visit and kind of what was originally done when they split the chamber apart and made Florida West and all this stuff happened several years ago. The idea is let's market Escambia County. Let's market Escambia County. And within that, if we can get them here, they'll find both beaches. You know, they'll find downtown. They'll find the Navy base. You know, they'll find the stuff they need to find instead of, you know, just focusing on the one thing. But again, I understand the perception by the PK people that it seems like it's, you say that, but then it's all beach in downtown Pensacola. This is, David Baer says, look, the Perdido Key is representing the brochures and the website. And generally they take pictures of beaches that don't specify one or the other, but the idea is here to promote everything.
I know what the intent is. The intent is to be the destination marketing organization for all of Escambia County, which includes Perdido Key, because that is a very important part of our community. Perdido Key, just like Pensacola Beach, just like downtown, just like the north end of our county, everywhere, is all Escambia County.
Hashtag scenic car city. like, you know, right? Ronnie Rivera, who sits on this council also.
Certainly, I'm a Perdido Key kid. I grew up out there. I always think Perdido Key needs to be marketed more. I will say that, but I'm that kid. But I don't know that I'm about pulling stuff from Visit at this point. I think there's some room to grow on that conversation before we get there. Certainly, but maybe that's something we continue to look at, right?
Right.
So
we're not doing enough RV.
I knew it.
That's Jim Reeves, okay? DC's dad, who owns the RV park out on the beach, and his voice from the back of the dais with the mic kind of off is like, we're not doing enough to promote the RV parks, which he's joking, but...
We're not doing enough RV.
I knew it.
The airport hotels don't get enough. The RV parks at the beach don't get enough. Nobody is satisfied. We're terrible. Meeting adjourned.
David Baer. So, and that's the idea is, look, it's, I hate to sort of mansplain it, but if you split up the money in terms of the topic that you're marketing, you decrease the impact. The idea is market Escambia and the area, and then everybody benefits from it. And it's a single message. And when you spend, you're promoting a single thing, basically, with different slices, so to speak. But if instead you split that pot into Perdido Key advertising and Pensacola Beach advertising, and, you know, the reach and the repetition, as we talk about in advertising, is lower. The impact is lower. So I think Jeff's got kind of the wrong idea. Plus, he seems to have this weird, fighting mindset about Visit Pensacola as the new target, because it's come up in several different meetings. Somebody texted me in here, we're not supporters of Jeff Bragash here in Perdido Key. They actually say we don't like him, but we didn't vote for him. Oh, that's true. They didn't elect him. So that's our... Okay, and then Darren Schaefer, and I wanted to give him a chance to say, because Darren is the executive director for Visit, and he's in the meeting. Of course, he's listening, and he says, we're paying attention. We will try to do better. We will see if we can educate people and, you know, make it feel a little bit more like it's a whole area and everybody's getting their appropriate share of, you know, recommendations and all of that kind of stuff.
We have a meeting with the Perdido Key Chamber of Commerce for 3 o'clock on Thursday. We're going to have an opportunity to address these concerns and talk about some of the different aspects that were noted and what we're going to do about it. I've got today staff here. I've got board of directors. I've got showcase here, all as a commitment to listen what's being said, to understand those concerns, and as we find a path to move forward.
That's a good diplomatic, leaderly kind of answer. And oh, by the way, Jeff Bragash has continually talked about, and rightly so, that the roundabout is a catastrophe, especially on high volume weekends. I mean, you just can't get it takes forever to get through to Perdido on the weekend, on Saturdays especially, even when they're managing the light remotely. And somebody says, so he's trying to get more traffic onto Perdido Key in the, with a broken infrastructure. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our HOPE sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I'm not working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for a gallon of gas, 384. Florida average is 376. Keeps dropping in Florida. That's good news. 331 in Mississippi, 511 in California. Ooh. If you are in Navarre this morning, that's the wrong tab. There we go. 352 east at the Walmart, 349 west at the other Walmart, 342 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy, 359 at a couple of stations in Gulf Breeze proper, 345 at the Raceway before you get to Avalon in Milton, 345 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and then 355 at, I think that's the Circle K, yeah, the first station going through Pace. If you're over into Pensacola, looks like 338 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, 344 at the U.S. 29 Murphy in front of the Walmart, and then coming a scenic hashtag U.S. 29, by the way, that we're going to focus on marketing more too. And then 349 at the Shell at Cervantes. If you missed our conversation about Visit Pensacola, I'm so sorry, but I've never met her. I don't know Mitesh Patel, but he cracks me up. I like him a lot. He's a funny guy. John Pickens sent in for Candy this morning with your traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got one accident to let you know about. Vehicle crash with roadblock on East 9 Mile Road and Hillview Drive. The turning lane is blocked right there, but we're seeing some delays also from those onlookers. That's a look into traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Mm-hmm. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Ecuadorian authorities have now arrested six Colombians accused of murdering a presidential candidate this week. Police investigating two possible motives for the murder of Fernando Villavicencio. And the former congressman and journalist had been railing against corruption and pledging to battle drug gangs if he was elected. Here's an auction that the two of you might be interested in. You might be putting in competing bids. I don't know. A revolver from Elvis Presley's firearm collection going up here soon. The Rock Island Auction Company going to be auctioning off Elvis's Smith & Wesson Model 53 revolver. Ooh. And that's going up August 26th. That was a special order. Russell Smith signed master engraved revolver. And it was originally manufactured in 1974, inlaid with gold and silver, and they're expecting it to go for
$20.
Yeah, let's say that. No, $60,000 to $90,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's the one he shot the TV with.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So you know your history.
Pretty famous. So yeah, I know, especially Elvis.
So here's the question: if you paid, let's say, $80,000 for this ridiculous firearm,
right?
Would you shoot it?
Yes.
I think you'd have to.
Yeah.
I think you have to as
have
well.
To.
But doesn't it diminish value to shoot it?
No.
Well, apparently it's already been
it's
fired.
Already been shot once. Yeah.
It's already been fired. So
right.
We're good.
David, thanks so much for the update. Time now for future news. That's when John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Will the Chappie James Monument flagpole, all the funding, the $750,000 that they're looking for from TDC, will the Attorney General opinion come back and approve that money?
No.
I also think no.
Yep.
Will some other government entity be asked to spend on it?
Yes.
Yes. Will they?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. There's a delta here. There's a gap that they're going to be needing to make up, I think. I mean, we all love the project. The question is, how do you get it funded? We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Revisions for the NOAA Atlantic Hurricane Season Forecast. We'll have those. Also, Santa Rosa County commissioners have approved changes in their bidding process. Those stories after Fox News. News Radio 92.3.